It's Helping Hand, HBR1 stations every Friday afternoon. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are here in the midst of the holiday season and learning about the Aloha United Way, and our guest to share with us some of the many ways that they are helping out those in need in the state, and more importantly, perhaps, how we can help them reach those goals, is Emily Mendez Bryant. She is the Vice President of Fundraising and Major Gifts for the Aloha United Way, and we're thrilled to welcome her to HBR and to Helping Hand right now. Aloha, Emily.
Aloha. Thank you for having me here.
You are quite welcome, and thank you for coming down and joining us right now around the holidays. United Way, like I said, it's one of these names that people are very familiar with. I'd even go so far as to say there are many people listening who have benefited from the various services that you've offered or have loved ones or friends who have.
Right. So we are the largest nonprofit organization here in the state, and we're really excited to be able to partner with all these nonprofit agencies all over. And for us in particular for this year, there are three particular organizations that are fundraising for us, and it all goes through this entire year until December 31st. And for anybody who wants to give back, one of the biggest things for Hawaiian Electric is that they have put together a cookbook with employees and community members and other nonprofits that submit recipes.
And then what, all the funds from this go to you guys?
Exactly. So they go back to Aloha United Way, and we provide it to the community wherever the greatest need is. And you could go online and purchase them through HawaiianElectric.com.
Okay.
Another thing that we have, Barnes & Noble want to provide books. And so for the kids, we are really looking at improving literacy within the teen community. Last year alone, they were able to donate about 6,500 books. So when you go to the register, they have recommendations, and then right now their goal this year is 6,800 books. The books can be whatever you decide, but they do have recommendations. Last year, that equated to about $36,000 of in-kind donations of books.
So how does it work?
So what ends up happening is we collect them at the very end of the season, and then we partner up with other nonprofit agencies that distribute the books to kids in the community that will benefit from them. It's an easy way to give back to the community and make a difference.
And what was the other one?
HouseSmart, Ben Franklin Stores on Oahu. They have these coloring books. You could just purchase them for yourselves or holiday stocking, you know.
Stuffers.
Yeah, exactly. All of the proceeds go directly back to Aloha United Way. And of course, it's toward the greatest need.
Those sound like three ways that are easy for people to take advantage of that leads to resources to help out folks in need that you guys have on your extensive list of those that you're helping.
Another area is this 211 Resource Center. It's really something that a lot of people don't know about. And 211 actually is housed at Aloha United Way. It's a call center where people can call that number. There are set hours. It's normal business hours. And so when you do call, then what'll happen is we have a database with all the information of various resources and tools from the nonprofit agencies to other organizations that are affiliated with Aloha United Way, and we could provide information to the people who call. And it could be a wide range of questions.
To reach the Aloha United Way online, it's AUW.org. Mm-hmm. By phone, as Emily was just describing, 211 to get help. You can also call their offices at 808-536-1951. Email them info@auw.org. They're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Best of all, they're at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we've got the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests. Emily Mendez Bryant, Vice President, Fundraising and Major Gifts at Aloha United Way. The door's always open. Thank you very much for what you guys are doing and for joining us today on Helping Hand.
If you give back, I think it comes back exponentially. So thank you so much for having us here and having me be the representative of Aloha United Way.